اعلام میکنم اگر به واقع برسم.
Ethics, economics and the people. This is the latest in a string of slogans crafted to attract as much public support as possible. Yahya Al-Ishaq's well-choreographed speech on Tuesday was one of the many events organized by would-be candidates to outline their views.
The economic situation of the people and dealing with inflation and unemployment will be my top priority. And as far as foreign policy is concerned, I will try to establish a logical interaction with the international community.
Al-Ishaq is one of the five presidential hopefuls from the largest principalist coalition formed so far. Commonly referred to as the Five, Deputy Parliament Speaker Mohammad Reza Bahonar, former Foreign Minister Manoucher Mottaki, Head of Tehran's Chamber of Commerce Yahya Al-Ishaq, Member of Parliament Mohammad Hassan Abu Turabi Fard, and former Interior Minister Mustafa Pour Mohammadi say their coalition seeks to unite principalists. However, the question remains whether they will join the heavyweight 2+1 coalition of Ali Akbar Velayati, a senior advisor to leader of the Islamic Revolution Ayatollah Khamenei, senior lawmaker Ghulam Ali Haddad-Adel, and Tehran Mayor Mohammad Baghir Ghalibaf. Meanwhile, the Stability Front, mostly comprised of current and former members of President Ahmadinejad's administration, has already thrown its weight behind Saeed Jalili, Secretary of the Supreme National Security Council, Parviz Fattah, former Minister of Energy, and Kamran Bagheri Lankarani, former Minister of Health. On the other hand, reformists with Mustafa Kavakibian, head of the Mardom Salari Party, and Mohammad Shariat Madari, former Minister of Commerce, have started an active campaign hoping to turn the tide. Although hopefuls such as Mohsen Rezaei, Secretary of the Expediency Council, and former Secretary of the Supreme National Security Council Hassan Rouhani, seen close to former President Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani, are considered their strong rivals.
Another political current that can significantly influence the political spectrum is the administration.